From the UBO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTXX FM at HD1 BK, KTAE AM Elgin, K270CO Round Rock. Guests of the Horn appear courtesy of the Bob Steak and Chop House Hotline. Go see what all the fuss is about on La Vaca across from the W Hotel, Bob Steak and Chop House in Austin. Afternoons on the Horn with Chad Hastings and Kevin Dunn.
You guys both look like you might want to hit me in the face.
I'm not a fan or anything, but at some point we all need to find a comfortable version of the Oregon State Beaver that we can all live with. Because they have gone out of control. I thought the Chad Johnson, TJ Houshmandzadeh years featured a nice beaver. Now they went into that weird...
Is the beaver too big?
It looks like the thing that the Jawas traveled in Star Wars. Doesn't look near as cool as that old one.
Well, they got a lot of things working. They need to get their beaver in check.
Chad and Kevin.
Hope you weren't too hard on the beaver.
On the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Afternoon delight.
Well, I know he's got himself a big brown beaver and shows him out to all his friends.
Hour number three. You know that beaver trying on to a Tuesday. Kevin Dunn is here. I'm Chad Hastings. Trey Elling is here giving you the intros. I pride myself on knowing some details. I've heard that song so many times, I seriously just thought it was a totally different name. And I heard it right there. He clearly sang it. Clearly says Winona. I thought you were messing with me earlier. I thought you were making like a Winona Judd joke or something.
It's not very often I know a piece of musical info that you don't, but this is one of those rarities.
That's impressive. And a little Primus to get you started in the third hour. So it's Primus and Allison Chains today. Not Allison Chains. Like Kevin thought it was. I love that.
Forever.
Still one of my favorite topics on the planet. Songs or artists that you just messed up names of. I love that stuff.
I got a lot of them.
I love that.
Pink Floyd was a popular one apparently back in the day. I used to think that William Sonoma was the name of a guy who sold really good kitchenware. Old Bill Sonoma just slinging kitchenware. But it's Williams Sonoma.
It's a possessive. Is that what you're saying? It's Williams apostrophe S?
I think it's like Billy Williams and Sonoma Wine Country.
See, I always thought that was Williams and Sonoma. Is that not it?
I mean, I think it is two different names. Okay. Two different last names.
I gotcha. We had one on the trip. We were going over it. We were driving and we heard Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap by AC/DC, and one of my best friends growing up always thought it was Dirty Dean and the Thunder Chief.
It's just William Sonoma. That's what I thought.
Just William Sonoma.
Yeah, there's a hyphen.
Oh, it's a hyphen. That's
hyphen.
What it is, Trey.
That's what the hyphen got you.
The hyphen always gets you. Hyphen always does it to you.
That's a good place, but man, you're going to... Not a Chad Hastings type of place.
I've never been there. What's there? Department store?
No. Food stuff.
Oh, well, no wonder.
Yeah,
so it's like Sur La Table.
It's a what now?
It's like Sur La Table. Or table.
Yeah.
Something that rolls off your lips that should not roll that easily off. Say that. What curd a table? Who? Is that a taco over at Taco Deli again?
Sur La Table. It looks like Sur La Table, but it's pronounced Sur La Table.
And what is that?
It's a high-end kitchenware place.
Oh, high-end kitchenware.
Like
okay.
William Sonoma.
Well, you know I'm all about high-end kitchenware, so how have I not heard about that?
I know, which is why I knew right away. I thought this is not Chad's place.
Yeah, and by the way, shout out to Taco Deli and the Let Me Try This Tray. Cochinita Pibil?
Yes.
There you go. It's a fine,
good job.
Fine taco. They all are, but that one specifically, fantastic.
Taco Deli.
Fantastic.
Hey, guys.
Love the queso as well.
I don't know if this counts as breaking news. I guess in this day and age of breaking news not really meaning anything, it is. But Jay-Z has decided to change his name.
God.
What do you mean he's changing his name?
Rather than his name being spelled capital J, lowercase a-y, capital Z.
Uh-huh.
Now every letter in his name is capitalized.
Now he's Jay-Z!
All right, that's the change? Okay.
Yeah.
It's not to the artist or
now,
stuff
wait,
like that.
Is that being announced as an actual thing?
Apparently so.
Did I see correctly that he has a new album coming out at the end of June?
That's part of what it is.
Called 444?
Yep.
4.44?
Yep.
Something like whatever that is.
And every four is spelled out versus the number. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. I don't
How
know
dorky
that.
Is it when I talk about Jay-Z's new album? Is that a really dorky thing, you think?
Yeah. I would think.
What about if I say an album's going to drop? How white does that sound?
The way you just said it?
Yeah.
You're hitting it. You're hitting it pretty high.
You know, I hear Jay-Z's album's about to drop.
So we have some text on the Specs text line. I thought Van Halen's Panama was really had enough. Panama. I think I may have been there too. I think I may have been there with you.
Okay.
White is all right, guy. And here's another one. I always thought Werewolves of London was Where Was the Thunder?
That's a good one.
Someone used to think the Stones' Beast of Burden was Big Suburban as a kid.
Speaking of the Stones.
Your Big Suburban. That's a good one.
I used to think Angie.
I got some rims.
I used to think Angie was Angel.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Angel.
Yes. Anything Mick Jagger has ever sung. As much as I love the Stones, I'll admit, Mick is hard to understand a lot of the time. There are songs I love by the Stones that I'm sure I've been getting wrong all these years. I mean, my God. Somebody tell me what the first line of, Gimme Shelter is, and I'll give you $10.
Don't look at me.
It's a tough one. It's something they're tough.
I'm not the guy to lead. I'm not the leadoff guy for that charge.
Oh, that's a tough one. That's funny though. That is real good.
What was the Smashing Pumpkins? Despite All My Rage,
still just Ready to Cage. I mean, I didn't know.
Ready to cage.
You know, Rat in a Cage or whatever.
I thought it was an MMA song.
What? Yeah.
He's ready to go fight.
Right. Yeah. I just heard a lot of anger and like the way it sounded.
I heard a radio guy once say that he thought Living Color's Cult of Personality at the end of the song when he's saying I am the cult of over again. He was saying I need a cough drop. And if you listen to it, it really does. I need a cough drop. It really does have that kind of vibe to it.
Someone thought, I thought Land Down Under was Land of Hunger. I can see that. I mean, these sound like the type of mistakes that I make a lot.
Hunger. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can see that.
I could do that. All right. It is the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260, hornfm.com. Sorry to bring up such a topic, but, you know, it's that kind of time of year. Tomorrow's summertime. You realize that summer starts tomorrow, I think, on the 21st.
Oh, really?
I think technically.
Huh.
Summer begins.
Well, then I'll take off my jeans. I guess the parka's going away.
Kevin, take off your sweater.
It's officially summer tomorrow. Funny. It's real funny because my boxer briefs and the moisture told me it started a little while ago.
Yeah.
I kind of lean on that as opposed to when we decide by the calendar that it's summer.
Yeah, the official start, I believe, is that's tomorrow.
Bon Jovi, Lemon on a Chair instead of Living on a Prayer. I didn't go that one. I actually got Living on a Prayer.
Now, that's a high note they're hitting.
It is, you're right.
Back in the day, he was hitting that high note.
Probably took me 20 songs, 20 times to hear it, but...
Lemon on a Chair. Yeah, I got it.
But my sister would have been so into that, too.
My dad thought Kiss's Cold Gin was It's Closing Time Again. He thought it was just about closing a bar.
He was
instead of Cold Gin Time Again.
Years off with the Closing Time song.
That's right.
Was it Fastball or whoever?
Was that Fastball?
If I got that
right. Did Kevin just pull that out?
If I did, there's a reason for that.
One last call for alcohol,
so finish your whiskey and beer.
I think that's Semisonic, but very similar to Fastball.
Fastball had some Austin roots.
Closing time. I feel like that guy sang like a lot. There were a lot of people sang like that in that era.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah, very.
That kind of.
Very era-driven.
Yeah,
no doubt.
That same kind of, I don't know what you call that, but yeah. All right, if you're just jumping in, the Aggies are done in Omaha. 4-1 TCU. TCU survived, so you've got three national seeds still alive in that part of the bracket. TCU was a 6 seed, of course. Louisville was a 7, and Florida is the number 3 seed. Louisville and Florida play tonight at 6. You got a favorite there? You feel like one of these teams is about to make the move?
No, I don't. And because Florida, their pitching was so good, that it depends on what kind of start they get tonight. I like Louisville. I like Drew Ellis a lot. He's really come into his own. Great example of guys. He didn't want a red shirt, and he did. And now he was a second-round pick. He's got a lot of pop. But McKay has not been swinging the bat as well in the NCAA tournament. Overall, I kind of lean with Louisville. But if Florida gets the type of start and doesn't go Florida, like sometimes they'll be really good defensively throughout the regular season, and they'll make some mistakes there. And if they can actually move some people over and just not rely on three-run homers, then I think Florida's got a shot. O'Sullivan's done that a little bit more this season, and he doesn't have the same lineup, so he is trying to get guys in motion. Like, TCU doesn't bunt, but there's other ways to get things done, like I've said, besides just sacrificing. You got to do something, though. What?
I'm sorry. I've made it along most of the show, but when you're gesturing with the thing.
Oh, and I had it on my thumb.
It was a little,
I had it on my thumb.
A little
and
different.
I was going, look, sacrifices aren't the biggest thing. The biggest thing is make sure your defense is nice and tight.
There you go. That is important. We are not going to explain why that's funny or why it's not funny.
No.
So you got that going on in Omaha. Oregon State, of course, won last night.
Because if it gets loose and loosens up,
you don't want that.
That's when you get extra runs, like Robertson last night. Or the throw from the center fielder.
That's what you don't want.
Everything goes wild.
By the way, does Florida ever...
These are sticky, man.
I know Florida likes the F in on the helmets and stuff.
Yeah,
for baseball.
Do they ever just go Gator?
Do we ever throw the Gator out there?
I've seen the Gator. I don't think on a hat. I've seen it on a jersey.
Okay.
Yeah, they could do some different things.
They put it on jersey before.
I've seen it on a jersey before.
I like that.
I've seen it on a jersey, yeah.
I think on the occasional batting helmet, it might look cool. One game. Throw it on the helmet.
Oh, the helmet or the... I don't think they have separate batting helmets. I mean, Vanderbilt may with as many scholarships as they have.
Well, see, I'm assuming that now college...
You gave a scholarship just to batting helmets.
Sorry.
Full ride.
You're right. I'm putting college baseball into college football's world, and they're not there yet. They don't change helmets every week or anything like that.
No.
Right,
you can have different helmets, though.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Can they do an alternate helmet with the Gator on?
Okay. For some reason, I was thinking like batting practice, like you said, different helmets. I'm like, you mean the same helmet that they have, right?
Right. Like, I'm in the, how about this?
Just like you're saying an alternate one for Tuesday.
Right.
Maybe.
In the field, you go with the F. When you bat, you go with the Gator.
I would think it'd be more on a jersey during batting practice or during the game.
Okay.
Where you kind of, it wouldn't have like a big one, you know?
Right in the middle, maybe.
A big Gator.
Yeah. Do the NBA style like they've started doing, just a logo.
Just a logo. That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
No city, name, just boom. Big C for Cleveland. The big spur for San Antonio.
Tell you what, for the first time ever, I've got a wristband that'll make Chad blush over here.
Oh, brother. That is a wristband I don't need. I've worn plenty during my life, but I don't need that one. If you're just jumping in, we've also talked some college football today.
It's a boy.
The first Saturday is 74 days away. Texas and Maryland to get the season started. Speaking of teams that change their helmet every
Damn
once
it,
in a
Jeremy
while.
Jeremy Stevens, what are you doing over there?
We are expecting Maryland to bring in one of those crazy helmets for Texas in the first week of the season. And now that we're past 5 o'clock, I guess I can tell everybody. Earlier today, did this start on Bucky and Aaron's show today?
Start on Bucky and Aaron today. It started on Bucky and Aaron a couple weeks back.
Okay, so I asked yesterday to tell me things I missed. Somebody texted that I missed the Fleshlight. And I was like, well, okay, what is that? I don't know what that means. Then somebody texted in that I missed Bob Cole saying Fleshlight.
Oh.
Apparently there's a spot where Bob Cole says flashlight, and maybe it sounds a little different to some people. But, as irony would have it, there's a product called a Fleshlight.
Mm-hmm.
It is sexual and sensual in nature. And it is...
Until you see it.
And then Brad and Trey spent a lot of time talking about it today. And then Trey videoed Kevin and myself, I don't know what you'd call it, just touching this thing today. It's at Courtesy Wave on Twitter if you want to see that.
I wouldn't call it that, but I really don't want to call it. How about that?
And Kevin has been playing with this thing the entire show and gesturing with it the entire show.
And really not one time in a sexual way. I've been playing with this like I would as a kid if there's some little sticky. Remember the little sticky toys that you play with?
And when you throw them against the
glob.
The
wall? Yeah.
Remember the spider that walked down the
wall? That's what this is.
That's cool.
All this is to me.
Man, I think it won in like a 1 month during a summer. My brother and I probably killed 3 or 4 boxes of Cap'n Crunch just for the walking spiders. The wall walker.
No, I wouldn't need that to kill that many boxes of Cap'n Crunch.
Me either.
In a summer?
That one was cool. And then they had were you old enough for the baking soda shark?
Yes.
The plastic shark, you put the baking soda in it?
Yes.
Oh, my God, I love that thing.
God, the toys didn't pay off back then, did they?
Oh, I disagree. Some of them did.
Some of them did.
Those did. I remember it this many years later.
I mean, it wasn't like a letdown like the magnet football players were.
Oh, no, that was bad. Those plays broke down fast.
No, I expected so much.
Tell you what. You know,
only guy who sees that and sees coordination is Sean Watson.
Yes.
Too soon?
No, that was a good call.
Okay.
Do you know why I never owned that?
It's too expensive.
No, I went over to it was like a friend of my dad's. We went over there. We were playing with their kids. They had it. I watched them set it all. You know, it's my game. I'm not going to touch there. I'm not, you know, getting into the thing. I'm watching them set it up. I'm like, oh, yeah, I've heard about this. I've never seen one. And I watched about 2.5 minutes and thought, oh, this is awful.
Yeah. My cousin had one.
This is terrible.
And when I first saw it, I thought, well, we're going to have to make sure that Santa knows about this. We need to start working on this in the summer. Yeah. We got to make sure this is done by December.
Ugh.
And it took 5 minutes. And then they took off, and I was like, all right, well, I just get to play with it. So I was setting it up, and, of course, it took me 20 minutes to set up alignments. I'm like, well, can I get this guy in motion? And then they just all started running everywhere, and I thought, well, this sucks.
The electric football game was like if you played Army Men, and at the moment you started playing Army Men, the ground sucked them all up.
Can we explain this to people that wouldn't have been around for this? So there's like a magnetic field.
Like a metal field.
Metal field. Uh-huh. And you would set up these, like Chad said, almost Army Men or more like smaller starting lineup.
They're plastic. It's not like it was action figures. They had one shape, and it was like a football player.
But they had jerseys, I believe.
In mid-run. I don't remember if there were jerseys involved. Me I remember either. Them just being red.
Okay.
Red and yellow or red and blue. I mean, they were just like one color, and it was like a guy running, you know. It was almost like a Heisman pose kind of thing.
But I don't know why we thought that they were actually going to move and hit each other, but they didn't move the right way.
No, it was terrible. And then you would set them all up, and then you would hit a button or a switch that would turn it on, and the entire board would vibrate. And this was supposed to simulate the movement of football. All it really did was it made all the players kind of fall down. And it was like there was it was like the earth had sucked them up. And they were all just in a big pile in the middle. It was really horrible.
Thank God for the Mattel electronic football game.
Yeah.
And then Tecmo Bowl. And then we got Bill Walsh and you know.
See, that's what I was going to say. You give me that handheld.
Then Ed O'Bannon ruined it all.
That headline, the handheld with the red thing. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Oh, yeah.
The Mattel game was so good. Now, that was my football game. That's the one I got for Christmas.
Oh, I still have it right now. Guess where I have it, Chad?
In the bathroom.
Uh-huh. It's right next to a book about Italy, probably 25 Baseball Americas.
That SNL book.
SNL.
I think
a squeegee and a fleshlight.
I think I could support the handheld video game in the bathroom idea.
It's perfect.
I think I could. That can be flagged, no problem.
Perfect.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Reading's too involved. That's just too much commitment.
So electronics are okay, but paper, no.
Right. Quick video game, I'm okay.
Yeah, that doesn't add up.
Quick video game. Quick video game, I'm fine.
What are you, Spurrier and the Fun and Gun? How quickly are you scoring here?
That's right. Quick scoring, no problem. We're in and out. All right, Big Three coming up. We'll update you on Omaha. One team headed home. Actually, the second team headed home. And a couple teams trying to get in that all-important 2-0 position. We'll get you all of that. And we've got a crap bag coming up. I've got some old schools for Kevin. And people are texting in weird things today. And who knows where this is about to go. Because there's more stories of either music that you didn't know what the song was. Or we talked about Moises Alou and the urine on the hands for the batting, and then I talked about Juan Manuel Marquez, and somebody sent in another text about how that can be used in sports, and I may say it out loud on the horn.
I love the colorful clothes you wear.
Oh no.
And the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Beach Boys have a birthday today. Brian Wilson, 75. Serious harmony.
I like this one.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Here, how about the drums here?
There we go.
They can still sing this. Now, it's about to get kind of tough for them.
Oh, yeah, because they're going up from there.
They are getting high.
Up there now. Hope you're having a good Tuesday. Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys with a birthday. For you fans of the 80s, you got Lionel Richie with a birthday, Michael Anthony of Van Halen, John Taylor of Duran Duran. If you're an old school country fan, Chet Atkins would have been 93 years old today. I've got some old schools for Kevin coming up, little football, little basketball, NBA draft coming up on Thursday. A couple of NBA notes in the Big Three, but that'll be at the end. The beginning, we'll hit some baseball. Big Three time.
The Big Three.
Just going to take a sip here.
Nah, just get into it.
He'll probably do it during the A&M baseball comments, you think?
No, I think he wants to get that out. If they would have won, maybe.
Oh, right, exactly. TCU beat A&M today 4-1. The Aggies are 2-barbecue in Omaha. So that is, what did you say, 3 wins total ever?
They're 2-12.
Oh, 2. My bad. I'm sorry.
No, I had said if they can come back. That's why I tried to get you. I was trying to get you to take the bet. I said if this is. I know you're just thinking that they're going to be 1-1, and still, I was like, but if they win this thing, it takes it to 3.
I don't have to grow the mullet. I don't have to grow the rat tail.
All right. Just keep on going.
Yeah. What is that? Like you start it and stop it? What is that? What?
Yeah, that should be like peeing.
Good grief. You gotta, once that starts, I'll be quiet and you can let it go. You're gonna be cutting Scott Cross it off. Can't do that. Louisville and Florida will play tonight in the winner's game at 6 o'clock. Winner of that one is in the, I like the driver's seat you said earlier.
Driver's
seat over catbird seat?
I like both.
Because most of what I do makes me sound old and dorky.
Catbird definitely
does.
And
I feel like catbird seat is an old dorky term. I mean, should I transition to driver's seat?
I don't know if it's dorky, and you know I like the old part of it, so I'm fine with it.
Because every time I say it, I feel old. I feel catbird seat. I just feels old.
Yeah, you're definitely, I mean, but sometimes you don't want to be driving.
It's like the word spiffy.
If you know where you're going and you trust the driver, then you'd rather have them drive. It's less stuff for you.
So you want to be, you think I should stay with catbird?
I'd stay with catbird.
All right, we're staying with catbird. Louisville and Florida, the winner will get in, be in the catbird seat. As Oregon State did last night, they blasted LSU 13-1. Did really in the middle innings. It was 1-0 for a while. Then they got it to 3-0, and then they just started manufacturing runs. And I think I heard this right. That grand slam is the first one in the new park
for Omaha for the College World Series.
Right.
Yeah. Obviously, minor league guys.
First one at the College World Series at the new stadium.
Yeah, which says a lot, and it does seem like Kyle Peterson was beside himself when I asked him a couple years ago, what's going on with this park? Is it the bats? I mean, they've changed the baseball, so they've gone to Major League Baseballs,
okay,
which don't have the seams, aren't as popped out. So the ball, it's two things. One, it makes it tougher to really get a lot of tilt and action on your breaking ball, at least as much as you used to. And two, the ball is going to fly a little bit more because there's not as much resistance with the seams.
Okay.
So that's part of it. I think guys have just gotten used to using these bats because there's no more, I had to change my sophomore year in college. These guys have been using these high school on. But the way they built it to where the wind usually blows in. Well, it's been blowing out this week, so we've had a little bit more offense. I felt like this has been as balanced as it's been at the new park.
Also on the home run counter, I looked it up. In the old park in Omaha, LSU hit 28 in one inning one time. No, they didn't. That's not true.
I would have bought that.
That's not true. All right.
Felt like it.
By the way,
Big Three is brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty. Any make, any model. Click AppleLeasing.com and see how easy it is.
Oregon State with 23 in a row now, and they've done that twice this year, which is stupid, and they're off until Friday.
Yeah, and they're playing in the Pac-12. So this is not even, and it was unfair when people said it about Cal State Fullerton because the West Coast Conference was loaded in 95 and they were playing really good baseball, but they haven't hidden from many people. Like this is, they've had six wins to walk off. They've had more comebacks than that. They've beat the crap out of people. They've got pitching. They've got a bullpen. They play good defense. They also really play as a team. I like the way they pick each other up. Man, they just have the feel. Sometimes you see it, and like I said, sometimes that team doesn't win it. They got the feel as the best team in the country and maybe the best team of all time. You know, who knows, but they'd be in the argument.
Yeah, already in this, then they've won, a one-run game and then the slaughterhouse last night.
Right, and trailing 5-1 and having that one inning that turned everything. And you know what it was? Is so many teams try and push it, and you try and rush it, and you try and force it too much. I'm going to make this happen. We're going to come back. I've got to do this. You know what they did?
We got time.
Took a deep breath, and they got really patient. They got real professional with at-bats, spoiling stuff, then taking four walks, two huge hits, and boom, that thing was turned around.
And there you go. Tonight it's Louisville and Florida. We'll let you know what happens starting in the 6 o'clock hour. Last night, Toronto beat Texas. Matt Bush blew a save for the Rangers. Mm. Lost a one-run lead in the ninth. Houston beat Oakland 4-1. George Springer hit his 20th of the year. That's third in the AL. Tonight it's Toronto at Texas, 7:05 start. Here's a name I haven't heard in a while, Kevin.
Okay.
Francisco Liriano is pitching for Toronto.
Yeah?
I hadn't heard that name in a while.
He's still alive?
He's still alive.
Still pitching.
I went and looked up the stats to see, now, where did he go that I would have missed him? I remember him in Minnesota.
Right.
He spent some time in Pittsburgh.
Yes, he did.
And now he is a Toronto Blue Jay. So it's Liriano against Nick Martinez tonight. Houston at Oakland is a 9:05 start for Francis Martez and Sonny Gray.
Mm-hmm.
In that one.
Sonny Gray is a Vanderbilt guy, and he's really come on. There's been some talks about maybe him being someone that these teams that are looking to add pitching could add. And then Martez is a guy who I went back to look at it. Baseball America had him as coming into the year for prospects third best fastball of any minor league guy and the
wow.
second best curveball. So he had a rough first outing. His last outing that you would have missed, pitched five innings and pitched really well, and that was the game that they wanted to salvage that series against Texas. So had seven or eight strikeouts, really showed the stuff, was more around the zone. If he could help out, man, that would really help out a pitching staff that not only is on the DL right now, but is also looking to maybe add some pieces in the bullpen or the back end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see what happens. The end of July could be very interesting for the Astros. Up a dozen as we go into tonight's action. NBA draft is Thursday, and there are all kinds of stories now swirling around Cleveland. Yesterday, late in the show, is when Cleveland's GM story came out. GM David Griffin is gone. The thought is that Chauncey Billups could be the new GM, and he's a Dan Gilbert guy. If you're tired of the Dan Gilbert LeBron stories, get ready because they're coming back. There's discussion about Dan Gilbert. How involved is he? I'm reading an article today, Kevin, that he goes from not being involved at all to being so involved that he will call other owners and mess up deals that the GM was trying make. He goes from
the owner of the restaurant who's never there, and then when he does come in, he wants to run everything in the kitchen.
Exactly. And
it's like, dude, you don't know where any of this stuff is.
And now there's this discussion of, does LeBron still hold a grudge for the way Gilbert reacted to the decision? And does Gilbert still hold a grudge for the decision, even though they've gotten the ring together? Now that the ring is out of the way, does the old stuff come back? And what does LeBron really want? And do they want Paul George? Or do they want, you know, Jimmy Butler? Do they really want to get rid of Kevin Love? The thought is that maybe Gilbert doesn't want to get rid of Kevin Love, but that the LeBron side of things, they want to get rid of Kevin Love. So drama coming in Cleveland. The one guy I wanted to ask you about is, in terms of Paul George, for a year, would you give up Kevin Love to get Paul George thinking, well, he can help guard Kevin Durant? Not contain, but help guard Kevin Durant, a guy that's 6'9", a guy that can give you some keep LeBron away from him for a little while. Is it worth it for 1 year? Because if you're Cleveland, don't you have to be thinking of, you got to give LeBron the best chance every year to go to win a title?
Yeah, but are you trying to make that 1 year and you're screwed, or are you trying to actually to build this thing out and see if you can't get a couple and try and build what Golden State is, where you look at it and say, all right, now we're set for maybe the next 2 or 3 years, where we got a legit shot to do this.
Because the other layer is LeBron is a free agent after next year.
Which you could argue they do now because the East is so bad, but it's not going to stay that bad for that long.
No, it feels like Boston's getting a little better, and there's some other teams. Maybe it's Toronto, Washington, a couple other teams.
Philadelphia.
Philly. That'll be a little while.
That's been a dream.
We'll wait on that for
a little
bit.
See if those guys pan out.
But there's a thought that maybe next year LeBron is, you know, going to get fed up with Dan Gilbert, and maybe he wants to be a Laker, or maybe he, you know, whatever.
Doesn't sound like a great role. I mean, because we know that Gilbert really had to kiss some serious ass, like at a level that probably a guy with his money just didn't have to do very often to get LeBron back.
Mm-hmm. Eat some crow.
All time. But not
all
only that.
Yeah.
A little more.
Mm-hmm.
I want a little more with that. Not just I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But
that's true.
What are we going to do from this point forward?
Yeah, it was a horrible reaction. Horrible reaction. So unprofessional.
Yeah.
And it's got to be a tough thing to forgive. So all that's going on. You get the Jimmy Butler discussions. We mentioned Kristaps Porzingis is in some talks.
What do you think about him?
I think for a for the right team, I think he could be really interesting because
there are some things I like about him.
Nowadays, you can take 6'8 and 6'10 guys and make them centers in this league. This cat is 7'3 and talented.
Yeah, I was about to say, no, he's got no problem with that.
Right. So
he's got some touch, got some skill.
He's the center when we were kids.
Yeah.
So he's really a center now.
A Rick Smits.
Can he shoot a three? Right? He can get out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, he
shoot
can.
The...
I mean, I
you don't want him to.
No, but he's got some skills and he's done some things. He's made some passes where and I haven't watched him a bunch, but I watch a lot of New York news, which is crazy. Just because it's funny, but a lot of times they'll show Nick stuff and he can do a lot more than I thought he would at 7'3".
No, I think, yeah, if you can continue to develop
not
that
sure
guy.
Not sure if it's all there.
I would love to see him. You said this earlier. I would love to see him on a team not called the New York Knicks because they're a disaster.
They're dysfunctional.
He's going to get lost there. I remember back in the day watching Minnesota play with Kevin Garnett thinking, get him to a team that matters. And I hate the Celtics, but I was at least glad to see him on a team that mattered.
But the T-Wolves were better than that. At least the T-Wolves
were
7th and 8th seeds in a stronger NBA.
Yeah, this team's awful. And get him away from Carmelo. Get him away from this Phil Jackson and all that mess. And just get him to a decent team. That's why I said earlier, I don't know if it would ever work or fit or how they'd make it happen. But in a system like Popovich has, where he'll take a big guy and use a big guy that can pass. And obviously you need lane cloggers for help you out. If you're not going to be a team that has all the weapons of a Golden State, okay, stop them from getting to the lane, stop a Cleveland from driving to the lane, whatever. I think Porzingis could do that. He's fun to watch.
Yeah, I agree. We've talked about the lack of really good, skilled, developed players in the league right now, and he may be one who could be an addition that could change the landscape right now. And I think that all of us that have to watch the NBA or like watching the NBA just wish there was more better teams involved. I mean, it gets way when the easiest argument for us against the whole Bulls run and the Cavs and Warriors this year, people are going, oh, but these teams, no, it's not close. Like the league needs to get deeper. And to do that, you need more skilled, developed players, more of them, and spread out.
By the way, you want to do a couple of, here's a couple goodbye possibilities for you. These guys get drafted high by certain teams, and we all know, if you know the league, you just wave bye-bye to him. Mock draft here. Josh Jackson to Phoenix.
Yeah.
Bye.
See ya.
Jason Tatum to Sacramento.
Oh, now that's definitely goodbye. At least Phoenix is a daycare, and it's a joke, but you at least see what they're trying to do, and they're just going third trimester, and we'll see in a couple years.
I really hope that doesn't happen at number 5, because I told you all season I really like Jason Tatum. Boy, would I like to see him develop. And we know it's not going to happen at Duke, and I'm certain it won't happen in Sacramento. That kid's going to be lost if he ends up in Sacramento.
If it does, you won't see it.
Right. Yeah, well, that's true. And if he develops a little bit, then I'll just wish he could go to another team like Porzingis.
Now, some of that can be true with other sports, not so much as with baseball, because the guys will disappear to go develop, at least for a little while. But with football, you see that as well. I think the red zone changes that, because we're still seeing Cleveland.
That's true.
I'll still see Myles Garrett this year.
Yes, you will. By the way, Miles got hurt while I was on vacation. You see that?
Yeah.
Out of practice.
Been a little concerned about him. If he's injury prone, and I don't think there's anything that would show that he is yet.
Yeah. Well, I think when you go to Cleveland, it just becomes part of the thing.
Something in the water.
I think there's injury proneness. There's just weirdness there. The draft comes up Thursday, of course, for the NBA. There's some big three for you. How about a quick crap bag here? Got some old schools for Kevin.
Chad's crap bag.
Crap bag. If you need an easy way to remember it, just think of a bag of crap.
But before that, a fairly disgusting reference that I can't finish, so if you want to, you can. But we were talking about Juan Manuel Marquez drinking his own urine before the fight with Floyd Mayweather, and Trey had started the discussion talking about Moises Alou, used to the Alou family. It was the pee on the hands with no batting glove. Somehow that worked.
Madonna mentioned that on Letterman in the early 90s, that she would pee in the shower for her feet.
Oh.
To kill off bacteria.
All right, see, you're headed in this direction because somebody texted us about an athlete that soaked their feet and ankles in it because it supposedly helps sprained ankles. Oh, my God.
Didn't know that one.
No, I've never heard that.
Didn't know that one.
And my OCD brain wants to ask the disgusting follow-up question of how much do you need?
That's a fair question.
To get it up to ankle level.
I mean, and do you save your own, or do you...
Right.
Do I say, Chad?
Do I acquire that?
Do you want the hops that I give? or not.
Like, the last thing I want to be able to say, look, if I have to be the athlete that says to someone, hey, if you need a urine guy, I got a urine guy.
That wouldn't be a problem in baseball not gonna in be the that 90s.
Guy. That's true. Not that kind of urine guy. Different kind of guy. All right. So if you have the answer and you remember a sports story, but now that you say that, I do remember you referencing the Madonna thing, and I'd never heard that.
About yeah, that's
the feet, the bottom of your feet. It helps the bottom of your feet somehow.
I don't remember anything from that show. I just, my stupid brain remembers that one thing she said in that interview. And it would have been early 90s. I think he'd just gone to CBS maybe. And it was, I was like, whoa, that is, especially Madonna, because I always thought of Madonna as sexy.
Right.
That's like hearing that Milano likes to play around with that stuff. No, don't tell me that.
Yeah. Supposedly, medical science tells us it's not as disgusting as we think it is, but it's still disgusting to me. I don't understand.
It's that. Urine.
Yeah, I know. All right, so old schools. First, we'll go old school. Lenny Dawson is 82 years old today. Chiefs quarterback, Super Bowl IV, the whole thing. Len Dawson, old school. I didn't know this one. Did not know. Len Dawson. You and I.
Give me a hint.
Way before us.
Obviously we would have heard it during some game.
Westlake.
Purdue.
Very good.
Okay.
I like how I could make my brain.
That was good.
Make
that,
you understand
that
where
was
I was
good.
Going. Yeah, Lynn.
I thought about Arizona.
Lenny Dawson went to Purdue, right? And we got the Foles thing now. So you have. And what was his first one? Is it Michigan State, Arizona? With Nick Foles, yeah.
You know, Purdue's one of those teams, though, and I didn't remember he went there, but it's one of those schools that you look at some Washington too. Some of their, especially quarterback history, and you go, "Whoa, you guys are." You guys should be talking about how your quarterback you.
All right, this will be an easy one for Kevin, but it will make all of you smile because of what this man did to a certain college football team back in the day. Darren Sproles is 34 Woo! Years old today, Kevin. Old school?
Kansas State.
Woo-hoo!
Boy, he was. You know what he was? He was a nugget, and I mean that in every great way.
He was awesome.
Just a little nugget who could run. I think I developed that because of chicken nuggets that I liked and how they're short and compact, but also Dave Meggett.
Dave Meggett was one.
Something with that. Yeah, just got, I mean, he had such a burst to him, and I'm not shocked that he had a good pro career. I am surprised that he was as durable and was able to go as long as he did, because size-wise, you always wondered about it. But, man, did they use him well with that or not?
Oh, God, it was incredible. 35-7, I think, was that score against Oklahoma. Oklahoma still played for the national title somehow. Mm. Unbelievable.
No, they didn't.
But happy. Well, was that the one that's taken off the board?
Pretty sure, isn't it?
Oh, is that the one that I'm not supposed to even remember at all?
That didn't happen.
I think that was the LSU year. I think that was 2003.
Oh, was that 2003?
I think it was 2003.
Okay, maybe.
I think the year they played USC, they were supposed to play them.
Yeah, I think you're right. You're right about that.
I think that's right. And then what else do we have here? Okay, here's your basketball test. 06 draft, second round pick for New Jersey. Hassan Adams is 33 years old today. Somehow this one popped into my head. Old school?
Arizona.
Very good. Right. Arizona. How do we know that? Why do I know that?
That was, I don't know.
I don't either.
I wish I didn't.
Yeah, really. Back to
because I don't remember one thing from him in Arizona.
Back to football, and Matt Flynn, 32 years old, born in Tyler, Texas. He's a Super Bowl champ and a two-time national champion. Old school.
I think you just gave it to me, 2003.
That's right.
LSU.
LSU.
He was
correct.
On that team, wasn't he?
He was on that team and the 07 team.
Okay.
So for you, after the whole Bob Stoops thing, I double-checked this. So Stoops.
Jesus, did he stay as long as Huerta?
He was there a long time. Stoops ultimately lost his championship games to Saban, Carroll, and Meyer.
Shut up.
So he did not lose to Les Miles. Les Miles beat Ohio State in 07 to get his title. And finally, Kevin, Terrell Pryor, 28 years old today. He's a Washington Redskin, old school.
Terrell Pryor, Ohio State.
Ohio State is correct for Terrell Pryor. Yes, indeed.
Made the change.
He did. Remember the first play ever as a receiver?
Was that when he was with Ohio State?
No, no, no. With Cleveland.
With Cleveland, yeah.
Remember that one?
Oh, yes.
RG3 with a bomb.
Yeah.
And they hit it, and then really after that, it wasn't so much.
He made some plays across the middle, too, where I thought, okay.
Did. Yeah, good for him to make that change.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's got to be a tough thing to do. He's pulled it off. Now, obviously, I do not wish him well this year because he's a Redskin.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
How many of those wishbone quarterbacks back in the day would have been able to make the change to receiver as a slot guy now, as a Welker or a Amendola or any of those guys?
The Bert Emanuel move?
Yeah, but I'm talking more like Darian Hagan, Jamel Holloway.
The quicker.
Yeah, I mean, because the thing that would have hurt them as a receiver was their size. Well, their quickness and their size only helps you if you're going to play him inside at that slot role.
Watching him when I did, it could have been the age
with
I was.
New Day football now.
Could have been the age I was. I'm going to guess Jamel Holloway could have done anything he wanted to on a football field.
Darian Hagan, too.
Oh, Hagan could have, absolutely. Hagan would have been.
Hagan was ambidextrous. He would pitch with his left as well as his right. Now, a lot of the guys would do that.
I'm going back through the 30 for 30 on Colorado and everything, but yeah, Hagan could have been a great one.
Yeah.
That would have been a great idea.
Would have loved to have seen that.
Why didn't that? What about Charlie Ward?
Yes. I thought Charlie
could have done that, right?
I felt like, and I was in love with Charlie as a football and basketball player. I felt like Charlie could have done anything. I wanted to see him on the Noles baseball team, and he may have even gone out there. Who knows?
How about Doug Flutie?
No.
No?
No.
Wouldn't have happened?
No, you're smoking Bucky stuff.
Couldn't have worked a slot?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
He was athletic. He didn't, but he wouldn't have had the speed that guys like Hagan would have had.
Not bursty enough.
Not bursty.
Not enough bursty.
Now, Donovan Forbes, let's talk.
Forbes.
He played baseball, too.
Oh, man. What about our guy Ricky Foggy from Minnesota back in the day? Could he have pulled that off?
Who?
Ricky Foggy?
Ricky Foggy?
That's one of my favorite quarterbacks growing up.
I haven't heard that name.
Not a character out of Talladega Nights.
The cat at Minnesota?
Yeah.
Ricky Foggy?
God.
No? I'd have to look up his measurements. I can't remember if he was a...
you pulled that.
I want to say he was a little bit of a bigger guy. He may not have worked as a slot. All right, voicemails coming up if we've got them, and if we have time, we've babbled on here. 337-3776 is that number. Round Rock Baseball coming up with a 650 pregame tonight.
Right? All right.
Right here on the Horn.
Horns text line is brought to you by Specs. Specs wine, spirits, and finer foods. You're on the way. Less to pay. Everyday store. Cheers to savings.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be served like California.
Uh-huh.
You'd see them wearing their bags.
This is Chad and Kevin with you. What do you think of when you hear this song?
I think of being a young kid and just thinking, God, I love body surfing and I just love the water. And those guys seemed cool. And everything about California to me were blonde, big boobs, and fun.
Trey, what do you think of when you hear Surfing USA?
Beach Boys.
Yeah, you're probably... You know what I think of? Teen Wolf. Styles.
Oh, that's a good call.
Styles on top of the truck.
That is a good call.
Every time I hear that song, it's either Styles or Scott Howard on top of the truck.
I am hoping that there is some Help Me Rhonda and Barbara Ann.
Oh, Help Me
Rhonda. My two favorite Beach Boy songs of all time.
Consider one of those done in the 6 o'clock hour. Now, was Flight of the Navigator, was that also Surfing USA?
Oh, Flight of the Navigator with the kid in the spaceship?
There was definitely
love
a Beach
that
Boys
movie.
Song.
You guys
I'm getting
are digging
what?
Deep. Love that movie. I don't know if it was Surfing USA, though. Yeah, when he's like rocking, he's learning how to fly the thing. That was a great little nice Disney spacey kind of movie. That's a good call. I can just see Styles getting up on the truck and he grabs him at the wolf hand and says, "These waves are mine." That is awesome.
All right. You've got a nice split finger grip.
Thank you. You think I could have been a pitcher back in the day?
No, but Wendy's a lucky woman.
Well, yes, she is. 6 o'clock hour coming up.
Hey, real quick, because we do have one voicemail as well. I know I told you guys break.
Oh,
but
one voicemail.
Is Teen Wolf, can that be considered a sports movie?
No.
Oh, because of all the incredible basketball?
Yeah.
No.
No. No, no. It's not the main focus of the movie.
Okay, so it's like Die Hard being considered a Christmas movie.
Right.
Who's the fatter guy on the court? I mean, the fact that that guy could be a power forward makes John Candy as a catcher look believable.
Did they call him Chubby? Did they call
Brewster's Millions.
I can't remember if they called him Chubby or not, but yeah. And
Chubbs. That was rude.
Chubbs, yeah.
Was it Chubbs or Chubby?
I think it was Chubbs.
Next time you see Teen Wolf, put your sports brain on. Jeff Ketchum pointed this out years ago. If you actually do real time, it is one of the funniest movies to watch where they screw up the clock and the time and everything, like most sports movies do. But Teen Wolf's is really bad. Like, it's a 38 seconds or whatever's left, and it
really
takes
bad.
Them 10 minutes to get through 30 seconds.
I've got a hunch the next time I see Teen Wolf, I'm going to be higher than the notes the Beach Boys were hitting in their prime.
That's fair.
Or I'm hoping that.
All right, let's go voicemail. One and only. Here we go.
Hey guys, Monkey. It's Monkey Hastings. I can't listen to the Trey and BK show anymore. They talk about nasty things.
Yeah.
That is the reputation they're gathering, yeah.
I mean, Monk, you're at an age at 10, though, that if you can see through it, understand what it is, it may be good for you.
We still
but some of the stuff, yeah. I don't want her talking about that stuff.
She has now seen the health video at school. They did that at the end of the fourth grade year for her.
They're doing those now.
But
huh?
She has not asked me the question yet. We haven't had. She knows she can ask, but she has not asked the question yet.
Okay.
In fourth grade?
Fourth grade. Mine was fifth grade. Hers was fourth grade.
Wow. But mine, Carrollton must have just been way behind. I think ours was more like junior high.
Wow. Now our machine broke. We just went to recess. The girls saw their video, and then we didn't, which explained why most of the girls in our class ended up dating older guys, because we had no idea what was going on.
I got news for you. That wasn't the only reason. That was happening everywhere, brother.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you just let me have my moment.
No, we get the last laugh at 40.
Yeah. 6 o'clock hour coming up on the horn.